development process that like that was something you put into? What else did you have to kind of research for this book? Was there any other areas that you had to explore and prep for?
Well, I had to do a lot of research on the assassination. I had to research the Babushka lady. I mean, she was real. She existed. She may still exist. She's probably dead by now, but they've never identified her. She was really there. There was a woman with the camera across from the grassy knoll, from where Zapruder was taking his film. She appears in his film. She's there. She's taking pictures. That mystery has never been solved. So I did quite a bit of research there. I did a lot of research on the mechanics of the assassination, Dealey Plaza, who was where, the layout. I did a lot of research on media in terms of who was doing what at the time, Walter Cronkite reporting on it. The interviews that were given, personnel who were on site, you know, Zapruder, where exactly was he? Who was he with? So I did a lot of research of that kind, to make sure that I knew historically that I was presenting things, you know, as they really did happen. And I didn't want to really take liberties with that aspect of it. Although, I mean, I did a few things. I mean, Jacqueline Kennedy's pink pillbox hat didn't roll down along the ground and stop at Martha Weeb's feet, you know, sort of thing. So, I mean, I put stuff in, but I did make sure that I had, you know, all my ducks in a row as far as research. And then I had to read the Bible. I had to read Job in great detail to get those quotes that when when Martha talks to her brother and all he does is talk back to her by quoting something from the book of Job, you know, so I had to go through all of that material as well. And then, you know, even early television, because I do make a lot of references to early television, so I had to go back and look at old footage of the Ed Sullivan Show and Liberace and old soap operas, and then I had to go and get a hold of a ton of old magazines, because there's a lot of reference to magazines that were existing at the time, you know, True Story, women's magazines. So yeah, there was a lot to do, but that's part of what when I'm writing, it's part of what I really enjoy is immersing myself in what is there that I need to familiarize myself with.
So in that way, maybe that's the thing you share creatively with Clarence in terms of like the prep work before the creation itself.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, authors I know, many fiction writers that I know, really like research. If you get hooked on a topic, you know, you just can't get enough. I mean, I just was listening to Margaret Sweatman's got a new book out, and she needed to do a lot of research for that book, and she was mentioning how much she enjoys doing that. You know, because once it's like, you know, now I've got I know what I'm going to do every day. You know, I'm going to. It's back to what we were talking about earlier. Now I can keep really busy, you know. I don't have to sit and, you know, just cogitate about the existential meaning of existence. I've got work to do. Yeah.
It's the busy work before the cogitation of the writing, I guess.
Yeah, it gives you structure, gives you purpose. And it can help you, you know, believe in what you're doing more, because there's this concrete lack of objective reality out there that you can access. So that you're not just working, you're not working in a vacuum, kind of in that sense. Yeah.
Well, the fruits of that labor are Into the Dark, out now through Radiant Press. David, thanks for joining me on the program. Congratulations on the release of the book.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
My name is Hugo Torres Cereceda, and you're listening to a wonderful radio. This is a community and campus radio, CJUM-FM 101.5 on the dial.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
Protesting everything. protest my haircut from 1988. I'll protest the punks, and I'll protest the skits. I'll protest your victory, cause when you lose, we win. Whoa. I'm protesting everything. Whoa. I'm protesting everything.
A worthy flight, and don't forget to post that shit so you can get a like. So pick up that picket sign for the murder with the cop. We stick to this awareness, isn't it just a trendy cause?
I protest pollution, I'll even bring a sign. I'll be on the street with my guitar to protest your pipeline. Protest, protest the euro, protest the war. I'll protest your protest, cause I like my protest more. Protesting every lane. Whoa. I'm protesting every lane. Every
drive me crazy. One more pussy rhythm in my hand. Still will never understand. Had some Madlack from the Paw Manitoba, and before that some Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, some Chuck and the Cheapskates, and some Ash and the Arsonists. Shout out to Matt, as always, friend of the show, amazing. You know, again, some of that Alice in Chains influenced acoustic grunge stuff, love it. Chuck and the Cheapskates, some acoustic punk, love it. And, of course, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. If you saw the big news this week, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus is coming to Winnipeg in September. September 4th. It's going to be a good time. I'm really excited for that show. I'm even more excited for that show considering the fact that the support is so good. Calling All Captains is supporting that entire Canadian run, and I believe some American dates, but don't quote me on that. But it's just awesome to see Calling All Captains getting what they deserve, which is, you know, big tours, big support slots, and more. And of course, speaking about awesome bands, Madlack from the Paw. Like, come on. What is that, 10 hours from here? It's crazy how, like, all the way up north, we're getting so much good music. You know, Western Canada just has some amazing talent. Whether it be the shoegazy type stuff that Tracy Waters from Saskatoon is making, or the talent that we have in Winnipeg and Manitoba in general, whether we're talking about Guilty Sleep or Leon's Getting Larger, really emo slash shoegaze, or emo punk such as Screaming on Traffic, metalcore such as Madlack, bands from Calgary and Edmonton such as Calling All Captains, of course, but also bands from Vancouver, Nanaimo, Victoria, such as the big one being Spirit Box, and some small ones that we love such as Danger Box and Chief State. So many good bands that you know, deserve your time. Even some bands into Thunder Bay are really cool. Yeah, so I'm gonna play you some more music here. You're gonna hear some One of Us, who just released a great album this past couple weekends ago. Great band from Winnipeg. You're gonna hear some more fast punk and Moloch punk stuff as well after that. So check it out. Here's One of Us with Charlie off of their new album. After that's Clipwing. This is Yum FM 101.5 Suburban Home.
Woke up to the sound of heartbreak, the rolling thunder, impending dark skies of another day in the tangled up synapses and
and find a way back home.
And pick yourself back up and find your way back. are you gone? I hope that you think of me, and I hope it doesn't hurt like it killed me. I've made appearances, talk to the ones I love. Circumstances are great, but I can't let you go.
That was Leon's Getting Larger with their new song, their brand new song. Like, you may have not heard it yet. It is called Leave Your Shoes at the Door. And before that, we had Window by Tiger's Jaw, one of the best emo bands ever. Before that, we had some One of Us with Charlie. And before that, some Clipwing. Their new song. Lots of new songs today. And speaking of new songs, we have the new Piebald song, and I'm going to play that. I'm also going to play some Elliot and a little bit more stuff. We'll see. I'm going to play lots of new songs. I like new songs. New songs are cool. I'm also going to play the new Seosin song because, you know, I was expecting it to be, okay. But I was surprised with how awesome it was. Lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff came out this past week or so. This past 2 weeks, whatever. We got lots of good stuff. So check it out. Here is some music. Here is some Seosin, some Piebald, and some more stuff. This is UMFM 101.5, Suburban Home. Check it out.
That the world is wrong. The only thing to do is write a song. That's one way to take a wrong and make it all right. So drink up your time, take a pill for the pain. Come out of the dark and in from the rain. I want to see your face in the glow of the firelight. The world is warm, and no one ever told you life was long. There's someone out there watching as you go. Just a feeling, you're not alone. Gaze in my eyes and tell me I'll be alright. Even if I don't get what I need tonight. Sometimes the complexity gets a little complex. Other times it's easy as baking a pie. Falling off a log and live until you die. What would even be the point if we knew what comes next? The water's warm, and no one ever told you life was long. And believed it, you've always known. There's someone out there. Sing in the streets, but you gonna believe the TV or your beating heart. You wanna fight the power or tell it the truth. You better take the fight to the voting booth. Sharpen the senses, cause you're gonna have to see in the dark. No one ever told you life was long. And believed it, you've always known. There's someone out there watching as you go. Just a feeling, you're not alone. You're not alone.
You just heard some Semisonic with You're Not Alone. Before that, some Miracle by Elliot. Starting Over Again, the new Seosin song, and the new Piebald song, This Thing Is Old, on Iodine Records. Now, we're in the last about 10 minutes or so. Thank you for tuning in as always. And it's been fun so far. Again, this is my, I believe this is my fourth year doing this. Coming up on 4 years in November. And it's always fun, as it's as fun as the first time, you know, getting to discover, getting to share new music. It's always, always, always super fun. And yeah, so I'm going to play some Era. Shout out to Era. Would love to see them back here. They came with Devil Wears Prada last year. Would love to see them again. I'm going to also play some Escape from Echo Base. Shout out to Winnipeg Music. And then you will hear, you know, one or two other songs besides those. So check it out. Here's some Era. This is one of my favorite songs off of their newest album. This is Echo Sonata. Shout out to Era. Again, amazing, technically proficient, just geniuses of, just amazing. I can't do the whole spiel about how much I love these musicians. They're so good. I would love to see them again. So shout out to Era, shout out to JT, shout out to Jesse, shout out to etc. Era on UFM 101.5. This is Suburban Home, and I'll see you next week. See ya.
It's out of my hands this time. Yeah.
surface is charred. Those eyes have faded. Where did it all go wrong? Will you revive ourselves? But she's come back scorn. That heart has turned to
In need of a boost? IQ's Cafe and Billiards has you covered with your favorite Starbucks drink and food from some of Winnipeg's favorite spots, including O'Donuts. We've got everything you need to fuel your next cram session. Ready for a much-needed study break? IQ's has your back. We've got top-of-the-line diamond pool tables, board games, foosball, ping pong, and more. Open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m., and Sundays until 10 p.m. Come chill at IQ's Cafe and Billiards today.
It's one of those nights that's less about volume and more about attention. You don't want to miss this dynamic double bill at the West End Cultural Center on Friday, May